Over the last century, the state of Tennessee's few past expulsions of lawmakers have involved bribery or accusations of sexual misconduct. But for Democrats Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, and Gloria Johnson, the offense was different. In effect, speaking out of turn.
What is my crime, sir?
Gloria Johnson is a Democrat from Knoxville and a former teacher. The expulsion resolutions say she and the two other Democrats went to the speaker's well and shouted, pounded desks, and led chants with a bullhorn, creating a disturbance in the legislature.
I came to the well. I stood with my colleagues. I fought for my constituents in a quiet, non-desk pounding, whatever it said about holding up signs or whatever. But I came here and I stood because I did it for the kids in my district, for the kids in the state, for the kids in this community.
That demonstration came after the March 27th school shooting in Nashville that killed six, including 3 9-year-old children. Republican lawmakers seized on the protest. Republican House Speaker Cameron Sexton spoke on the subject earlier on a Knoxville talk radio program called The Halloran Hilton Show.
What they did today was equivalent, at least equivalent, maybe worse, depending on how you look at it, of doing an insurrection in the Capitol.
Republican Gino Bolso of Brentwood put it in different terms during Thursday's legislative debate.
He and two other representatives effectively conducted a mutiny on March the 30th of 2023 in this very chamber.
Democrat Justin Pearson of Memphis, one of the three threatened with expulsion, says there was no disruption. Lawmakers were in recess, and the day's business was completed.
But there is something that tells me it is not the rules being broken. It was what we were advocating for that folks have gotten very upset about, that we were advocating for people who have been murdered in our communities. We're advocating for people like my own classmate, Larry Thorne, who was slain by gun violence. We're advocating for people who are suffering in our communities.
The third Democrat targeted, Justin Jones of Nashville, called the Tennessee House Republican supermajority drunk with power and a model of authoritarianism, with Thursday's legislative action the climax.
That a week after a mass shooting plagued our community, the most direct action this legislative body takes, or should I say my colleagues on the other side of the aisle are taking, is to expel us for speaking about the issues of weapons of war on our streets. We called for you all to ban assault weapons, and you respond with an assault on democracy.
He compared the House proceedings to a lynch mob, one aimed at lynching the democratic process.
What is disorderly is a body that has used voter suppression and rigged maps to take control of our state. What is disorderly is a body that silenced the voices of Nashville at the congressional level, at the city council level, now trying to remove us at the legislative level. That is disorderly to democracy. That is disruptive to what we have an obligation to uphold.
In the end, the Republican majority voted to expel Pearson and Jones, but narrowly failed to reach a supermajority to expel Johnson. That means, for now, nearly 150,000 Tennessee residents are without a representative. The two vacant seats are now in the hands of county officials, who could reappoint the expelled lawmakers. In any event, some Tennessee lawmakers may be thinking about what Democrat Joe Towns of Memphis said during the debate, as he described a spirit of anger in the Tennessee House.
We are dropping the nuclear option on one of our fellow members. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that dog bites twice. Comes back to bite you in your butt, too.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.